The economic and environmental costs of Hurricane Lothar have been well documented. But there's also been a price to pay in human terms. Farmers and smallholders have seen their livelihoods literally blown away, while people's homes have been torn apart by the ferocious winds. In the elegant town of Stans in the central Swiss canton of Nidwalden, people could only watch in horror as the hurricane tossed down trees and turned buildings into matchwood. Werner Zubinden was in his home on the hillside above Stans when the storm began.
During that day, we stayed at home when it started to increase the wind force, and then suddenly we saw how one of the roofs disappeared, and then we observed how in the neighborhood all the trees suddenly fell. It was a day where nobody understood how strong the wind can be. We had not been able to walk around. We tried to help the neighbors. We checked everybody. We tried to pick up the telephone. No electricity, no telephone connection, no nothing. That was the day when everything got destroyed in our neighborhood.
When the winds had died down, the people of Stans found themselves at the center of a scene of utter chaos. 2 weeks later, with repairs to his own home still underway and the sounds of cutting trees all around us, I asked Werner Zbinden to show me where the worst damage occurred.
You see, that farmer, he lost everything. No trees are standing as they had been before. You see on the right-hand side, the roof disappeared. And in the backyard, you see a factory. He lost 3,000 square meters of roof. That roof on the right-hand side, you can see it now, the red covered one, it got lifted by the heavy wind. It flew through the air 200 meters and destroyed the next farmhouse in the backyard.
For some of the farmers of Nidwalden, the storms destroyed a lifetime's work. This man could only watch as the home he helped build was demolished.
My Heimat is here, my Vaterheim. Wir haben das Haus von Hergiswil hergezügelt.
My home is here and my father's home was here. We rebuilt the house in 1973. It took a lot of work and we enjoyed doing it. And now, 25 years later, all our work is gone. The house and the roof we built have been destroyed in a few seconds by the storm.
For others, it was a similar story. Local businessman Mike Vaker witnessed their reactions at first hand.
This farmer was very depressed on Sunday. He said, you know, when you reach my age, you've got everything how you think you would like to have it in your old age. The sons have grown up, the barn has been renewed, the house is roughly as old like we would like to have it in our old age. And then suddenly when that storm comes and ruins everything, then you know, you think, oh my goodness, we've got to start again, and it's really, really hard for them, you know.
But devastating though the storm was, it also brought local people together. In a pattern repeated across the worst-hit parts of the country, witness after witness tells stories of spirit and solidarity.
Everybody helped everybody. The farmers from far away came with their tractors and helped the farmers with the biggest damages to save what they had. Everybody helped everybody with machines, with electrical and power generators, with mobile telephones, everything. That was the most pleasant event during the coming days.
And while the people of Nidwalden may have been unsure where to turn at first, they were soon back on their feet. Michael Kohler, director of the Cantonal Insurance Company, explains.
I was going to the people, speaking with people, and all people was shocked, and you had to speak quietly to them to ask what happened and to find solution to change this situation. And this situation was during 3 days. And after you felt people was changing and they had hope and they was beginning to work reasonably and efficient. And I think in 2 weeks the mass part of the houses are repaired. And people, they are living there as they lived before the storm.
And so, a matter of days after the storms, life in Nidwalden is getting back to normal. But for the local people, the day the hurricane hit will never be forgotten.